Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would look at life choices and consider what we would like to see different in our lives. I think it's healthy to periodically do an assessment of where you are and where you want to be. It's kind of like, you know, a 1-year plan, a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan, but it's more frequent. It's where you actually just sit with yourself, do some deep reflection, you know, put your ideas on paper or speak them into your smartphone, and you start thinking about what you want to accomplish in life, where you are currently in life, and what the steps are that you need to take to reach to the next point in your life. So I thought that a question would be a good way to kind of set the tone. And the question is, what are you committed to doing today that will improve the happiness, joy, and life experiences you want? That's my first one. The second question is, do you realize that you are deserving of every good thing living in your heart? I think sometimes we don't believe that we have the power to affect change and to achieve what we want. You know, sometimes we call them goals, other times we call them dreams, but they require our action. And I think the other thing is that sometimes we don't dream big enough. I don't know if we think we're not worthy of it, or we're not aware of what the possibilities are, or we've never had access to seeing what can be accomplished in life. So my thought is that God doesn't give us dreams to just hold on to. I believe God gives us dreams to live and to understand that we have a higher purpose. So, what if you took a step today towards making your dreams come true? And what if you make another step tomorrow and you continually on that, you will find that you've progressed. You know, you might consider it slow growth, and there's nothing wrong with that. You just want to have consistent growth. That's going to be the key. So give yourself the support and the love. See where you can go with your life. Doesn't matter how old you are or what you have accomplished or what you have not accomplished in life. All that matters is that you continue to try. And, you know, you can do it. I don't think God creates a desire in us that we do not have the ability to fulfill. It might be a modified outcome, but, you know, it may not be. It may be that you might surprise yourself and get exactly what you want. So I realize that there is more that we can do. And sometimes we don't have a clue what that more is. You know, I love self-help books. I love motivational speakers. And, you know, Les Brown has been one of my favorite for years. So, you know, find a way to reach your dream. Visualize it. Set up I think they call them vision boards. And go to work. Figure out what you want and find a way to make it happen. You deserve every good thing living in your heart. That's just my thought for the day, because I believe in you. Have a wonderful morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a restful evening. And sweet dreams. Until we speak again, goodbye.